Fewer than half of adults in the U.S. have a will or other estate planning documents. And as many Americans gather for the holidays, now could be a good time to talk to your loved ones about a difficult but important topic. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks for joining us and happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you. And I'm very thankful for you and everyone there to hear it now.
I am thankful for you as well. We all are. And let's talk about this tough topic. So should people be really doing this on Thanksgiving weekend?
You know, it's not a bad time. And I think it's really a delicate topic. So you don't do this at your Thanksgiving meal. But the reason why a lot of estate planning attorneys like this weekend to use as sort of a peg to get the conversation going is because families are spread out all over the country. This may be one of the few opportunities where you're face-to-face with a loved one and you take a walk and you talk.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that obviously would be the result of such a talk is to create a will, right? I mean, is that what you should be doing next?
Well, look, I think your first step is you want to open a conversation and say, what have you done? Because you really don't know. A lot of people haven't touched their initial estate documents for decades. So the first thing is, have you done anything? What is there? If you haven't done anything, is it time to go and talk to an attorney? Really, this conversation is not necessarily you're trying to walk away with a document. You're trying to walk away with information and then a bit of a plan of action of how you can help your loved ones get on their way. And I keep putting this in the terms of a parent, but I think a lot of parents are worried their kids haven't done this. So if you've got adult children, you should also be having these conversations because sometimes they think, well, I'm 34 years old. What do I have to worry about?
What if you don't have a will or any estate documents and then you die?
Yeah, this is not the worst thing in the world because, you know, it means you die intestate. And that means that the state of residence will determine what happens next. Now, in some cases, it can be quite complicated. And I think the biggest issue that most families face is that if you put yourself in the hands of the state determines who gets what.
Right.
And that's pretty frightening right then and there. And that has to do with not just your assets, but it can be about your children, your minor children. That's why the estate planning process is so important. You don't want to go see an attorney who did your house closing 5 years ago. An estate planning attorney is really the most important.
What if you're listening to this and saying, well, I don't have any significant wealth. It doesn't really matter.
You know, I always get this question, well, can I just do this online? Sure, you could. If you're telling me the answer is, I will either do nothing or get some pre-populated document, okay, do it online. But I would really stress that even if you don't have assets, there are other aspects of your estate planning that really is something that you need to think about. What would happen to me if I got hit by a bus tomorrow? What kind of measures would I want to have? That's called a healthcare proxy. What if I were laid up in the hospital and I had a tax inquiry? Is someone going to be my power of attorney? Who would that be? So the process is one where it's not just about, oh, I'm going to die in 40 years, but it's what would happen today if something strange happened, incapacitated me? Who would I trust? How could I put the steps together that would make me feel more comfortable if that terrible event were to occur?
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. We will see if people take your advice and have this conversation this weekend. Jill, thank you so much and happy Thanksgiving again.
Thank you.